Federal Judge Timothy Burgess ruled yesterday that the National Marine Fisheries Service may have cut some regulatory corners in ordering a costly closure of the Atka mackerel and Pacific cod fisheries in the Western Aleutians, but he stopped short of reversing the order. Judge Burgess said in his ruling that judges are not scientists and he would defer to scientific expertise. APRN's Steve Heimel reports on one scientist who says the experts might be wrong.
An Oregon State University researcher is raising some new scientific doubts about the sea lion biological opinion. Marcus Horning has been tagging sea lions at the Seward Sea Life Center and releasing them in Prince William Sound using a new kind of tag that senses temperature and light. The tag stores this data and transmits it when the sea otter dies. Lately, the tags have been going dark.
Recently, we got some data returns from tags that we think were ingested by an animal, by a predator. And that's because the tags saw this almost instantaneous temperature drop, but they didn't see any light and they didn't sense any air. And the only way that could happen is if the tag was swallowed by the predator.
Those predators would be killer whales and sharks. And they prefer young sea lions. Of the 36 juvenile sea lions he's tagged and released in Prince William Sound, 14 have died and 13 of those were eaten. In a study released at this week's Marine Science Symposium in Anchorage, Horning took that information and applied it to the non-recovering Aleutian sea lions, which have been found to be in jeopardy from lack of food. He stresses that he is only working with data already compiled.
So the same data that past models have used, but we analyze it and look at it in a different way, and lo and behold, our model suggests that what in the past has been interpreted as a decline in birth rate may in fact have been driven by predation. It's important to remember that all of these are models that we're talking about, so they're somewhat speculative, including past models. So the past models that have suggested a decline in birth rate are models, and those suggestions or hypotheses have never been tested.
When animal populations are held down by predators, it's referred to by biologists as a predator pit. Dr. Horning says this situation is a little different. He calls it a productivity pit, driven by predation.
What we think is happening is that the predators focus on young sea lions, and because they focus on young sea lions, not enough of them grow up to reproduce, and not enough females grow up to have pups. And so the net result is more that too few pups are born, but it's because of the focus of predators on young animals, on juveniles.
Horning has proposed an Aleutians tagging experiment to prove which theory is right, but so far federal officials have turned him down and he's limited to Prince William Sound.
Currently we can only work here, and that's largely because of permit constraints. We would like to work out further west, but we would have to do our work in a different way.
And in a more expensive way, with a large laboratory on board a ship and tanks capable of holding the tagged animals for observation for an extended period to make sure they're okay when they're released. After all, they are endangered. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.